Welcome back to the Basement Yard. It is Wednesday the 19th. I'm doing this in advance for the first time, I think ever, by the way. I have a special guest here, one of my YouTube buddies, one of the only kids that I don't hate on YouTube.
I feel the same way, bro.
Tim De La Ghetto's here.
What's up, man?
All the way from the West Coast.
Yep, I came to New York just to be on the podcast.
Yeah,
bro.
I flew him out. All expenses paid.
He got me at the King Suite at the W.
Exactly.
You know?
Everything is very professional over here. But why are you actually in New York?
Oh, I'm out here just to do a little like a MTV got me for some like digital creator panel for advertisers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And like whenever I can put my face in front of brands and advertisers, make a good impression, I'll do that because my content is not necessarily brand friendly, you know? So if I can get in there, schmooze a little bit, impress these white people so I can get their money. I'm down.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking my language because like my shit is not brand friendly at all either.
Yeah, man.
But somehow it works out. Some people fuck with me. When I get like you said, like once you get in front of them, you have conversations with them and you're able to talk to them and like, you know, it makes more fucking sense. But
yeah, you know, because it's like, you know, brand deals for me, like it's few and far between. But when the people do fuck with me, like, you know, it's a good look. Brand deals are always a good look. So it's like, you know, people don't realize you got to be, I mean, a lot of the game is being fucking charming, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, if I can make a good impression on some people with some money, I'm down, you know?
So, Tim, if you don't know, I mean, hearing his name, maybe you don't, you're like, who is that? But he's on MTV's Wildin' Out right now.
Yeah.
Second season, I think.
No, this is actually since the reboot. We finished up the fourth season.
I'm way off.
But it's our it's our first season on MTV, the big MTV though.
Right. Not MTV 2?
2. Yeah.
So you're on the MTV. This is the first one?
Yep, first year we're on MTV since it was on like the old school Wildin' Out. Yeah.
I feel like you're perfect for that show because like when you were on YouTube, like before I started YouTube, like I would just like watch random shit all the time and you were always there doing some shit, like you would be like rapping or like these sketches or whatever, like you kind of just did everything.
I agree. Even when Wildin' Out used to come on, like the old Wildin' Out, I was like, yo, I'll be perfect for the show because I was doing the rap shit. I would battle people at lunch on the playground, you know, shit like that. And I was always just fucking class clown and all that. So I was like, yo, Wildin' Out's perfect. It's funny shit. It's rap shit. It's like, I can do this, right?
Yeah.
Even to the point where back then I was online like Googling, like, how do I get on Wildin' Out, you know? So when they brought it back, I was like, okay, it's my time.
So how did you get that? Did you like submit or for it or whatever?
What happened was someone hit me up. They were like, yo, Wildin' Out's coming back. You should see what's up with that. So I was like, yo, okay, I'll check that out. I followed Nick Cannon on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And then one day he tweeted, who's the funniest person online? Whoever gets the most retweets of hashtag Wildin' Out needs me, I'll audition personally. So then, you know, I had my minions retweet. And so I got a DM saying, oh, you know, if you're serious about the audition, contact this person. And during that whole tweeting process, a dude I knew who was managing a YouTube homie hit me and he was like, yo, if you're serious about the audition, I know one of the producers, I'll lock you in, blah, 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 blah. So I went in for the audition, walked into a room, like Nick Cannon and like 10 other people chilling. You get in there and he's like, all right, first thing we're gonna have you do is rap. And I was like, oh, okay.
That's the first thing?
He's like, rap. I was like, you want some freestyle shit or some written shit? He was like, whatever you wanna do. So I did both. And then we played some improv games. And then at one point he's like, okay, Kevin Hart's in front of you. Wild style. Battle him right now. Diss him. You know what I'm saying? And then so I would have to just come up with some stuff for Kevin Hart.
Did they like prompt you on any of that? Like, did they like tell you in advance like what you were going to be able to do?
I mean, they kind of gave a list of games that we might be playing.
Right.
And then we ended up playing none of the games that that was on the paper.
Just like any test then. It's this is all going to be on a test. But nope.
Exactly. And then they called me back for the group audition with the other, you know, possible up-and-comers for the cast. And then we had a little group audition and we had our little, you know, fake battle at the end. And then they hit me up, said I was on the show. And I was like 4 years ago.
That's dope, man.
Crazy.
I remember when you first, like, got on the show and I saw you, like, tweeting and shit, like, that you're going to be on Wildin' Out. And I was like, fucking knew this kid was gonna do something. Because do you remember when we first met
at a random ass
it was an after party for something
that I wasn't invited to.
It was like one of those YouTube fucking things.
It was a YouTube thing and it was like after, like, what was it, man?
You were somewhere else though. You were
I was just
something
in New York.
Yeah, yeah. And you just like I walked into the after party And he's just standing there, like, just chilling.
Honestly,
like,
I don't even remember how I got into that after party.
I don't know. I don't know who let you in.
Because I definitely wasn't a part of the event or the show or anything.
Yeah, like, someone at the front door must have been like, oh, that's Tim, whatever. Fuck it, let him in.
Shit, I guess, man. But yeah.
But the after party was, like, in the lobby, like, kind of, they have, like, a bar area.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, like, that whole place. And, yo, I was mad. I was so drunk that day. I was so drunk. And I remember just babbling, like, just... Cause I, yo, they had an open bar and I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna like, I'll have one.
Yeah, yeah.
And then once you have one, it's like, good night.
You gotta go in at the open bar. That's the beauty of these YouTube things.
Jack and Coke.
Even if you go and you hate everybody there, you know what I'm saying? It's open bar, bro. Why not? You know?
Yeah. I stopped going to those things though, cause it's like, I don't know. I get crazy anxiety being in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it's just really uncomfortable to be around those kids because the way that they act is completely different than the people that I hang out with and people that I talk to.
Right.
Like, I always tell people, like, I'm such a New Yorker.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like people from other parts of the country, like, it's just different. You know what I mean? And these people think they're like larger than life for the most part, a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yo, like, just be a person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so weird. They're like, I can't do this, can't do that. Like,
it's definitely, you know, and that's the beauty of those events is that, like, it's where you can walk into a world where, like, you're the shit, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, YouTubers, you know, we might be popping online and then you go somewhere where there's real famous people and no one gives a fuck about you.
Yeah,
no one's
like, fuck you, bro. You know what I'm saying?
So it's like, usually, man, you know, I go to those things, I schmooze, I drink, I chill with the people that I actually enjoy, you know what I'm saying? But then for the most part, I just kind of take my free hotel room, run up to my room and hang out and just fucking watch TV, you know, order some room service.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was doing. I mean, the time that I met you is when I first got introduced to that whole fangirl craze because when I first started, like, I didn't know shit about YouTube. I didn't really watch anybody. I just would upload and that was it. Like, I didn't, you know, that was all I knew about it. I didn't even know how to work a subscription or how to subscribe. Like, I was mad dumb. But back then, I was like running out of money. And then this collab channel was like, yo, post on our channel and you could get paid for the videos. And I wasn't getting paid because I got flagged for some shit on my channel back then.
Okay.
And I was like, I'm down because I need money.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was one of the first times. I think that was like the second event that I ever went to.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was kind of like you're on a stage in front of all these people that are just screaming. And I was like, this is like insane.
You know what, dude? And those are interesting. What was the name? What was that name of that fucking show? Because it was something that I remember like it was where it was one of these events and it was kind of like the pre.
It was like Playlist or.
It wasn't Playlist. I remember it was something I was never invited to because those show, that one in particular, it was
Press
only.
Play?
No, it was only pre.
Digifest.
Digifest.
Yes.
And I remember because I was never invited to those because it was only the pretty white ones at Digifest.
It was.
And I just remember thinking, and those were like the precursor to like the Vine shows. And I remember looking at the Vine shows because like the Vine shows, like people don't do shit at the Vine shows with all the pretty white boy Viners.
Yeah.
Like they get on stage, they do some bullshit and the girls just scream, you know?
They ask questions. They like bring people up and play like
trivia. Games and shit.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck? Yo, there are some YouTubers that have gone on tour throughout the entire country and have done that like every night
they make so much money
like
because the thing about it is you know like you said when I was doing the YouTube shit I was doing everything I was doing the rap shit I was doing like the comedy stuff too so like when I was doing tours I was doing tours with like there was a whole little market of Asian singers and rappers you know we were getting booked for mad shows like just because people I feel like Asian people were just hyped to see singers and rappers, you know what I'm saying? So we all got booked on these events. So I would be, you know, I would come out, I'll say some funny shit, and I'll do my rap shit, right? So then when I would see these, like, Viners getting booked for these shows, I'm like, for shows in general, I'm like, what do y'all do?
Exactly.
You know?
And that's why I stopped going to those shows, too, because, like, it wasn't like I was going to these places. Like, they would throw me on stage with these other kids, and I would be like, this is so uncomfortable because... It's not like I'm doing a stand-up bit or anything like that. Like, what do they want me to do? You want me to just stand here and just, like, let them stare at me? Like, it's the weirdest thing.
I have a homegirl who she was like, she got hit up for one of these things. And she's like, dude, she's like, I'm so against it. She's like, I think it's so stupid. But she's like, but the money's so good.
Yeah, I mean, I did a lot of them back in the day because, I needed the money. Like, I needed to survive. Like, I wasn't. Like I said, I wasn't getting paid for videos and shit, so I had to do what I had to do.
Mm-hmm.
But once I was able to, and not like, oh, I stacked mad money and then booked it. Like, as soon as I had enough money, we're like, okay, I won't starve. Right. Just stopped going.
Right.
Like, I was like, I can't. It's just so weird. Like, I'm not the kind of person that, I don't like being treated like I'm better than other people.
Yeah, I feel that.
Because it makes me feel weird. And like you said, you go to a place where there's actual famous people, mm-hmm. and no one gives a shit about
you.
No
one gives a shit.
And that's why I'll never act like I'm some fucking...
Same, bro. And that's why, a lot of people will say, I'm humble and shit. And honestly, it's just because I feel like... I'm just not, I know where I want to be and I'm not there yet. You know exactly. what I'm saying? So it feels weird being like, when people are like, oh, yo, you're famous. I'm like, it really depends on who you ask. You know right, what I'm yeah, saying? Yeah. I'm like, yeah, if you ask someone who's been watching my shit for a long ass time, they're like, yo, shit, he's famous. Or if someone went Wildin' Out, they're like, watches Wildin' Out, they're like, yo, he's famous, right? But ask a lot of other people and they're like, who the fuck is this guy?
Exactly, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and you know, it's the worst, on the train when someone will be like, oh, hey, how you doing? And mm-hmm. I've never gave anyone the cold shoulder or anything, but it's just like when that happens and then everyone on the train's like, who the fuck is this guy?
Oh, dude, you know what I love? You know what I love to do in that situation? When there's one fan that's like, yo, they're like, yo, what the fuck? And they're tripping out, right? And then everyone else around them has no idea what's going on. And they're like, yo, can I take a picture? Blah, blah, blah. And then when other people are looking at me like, who are you? I'm like, I don't know what the fuck this guy's talking about. Yeah. I don't know.
So I'm not the guy he thinks.
Yeah.
Oh my god. But yeah, man, how did you even get started? How you oh it's you you've been on YouTube for 10 years, right?
Yeah, I just hit my 10-year anniversary. Yeah.
And you had a roast.
Had a roast of myself. Yeah.
I just watched it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I watched it the other day. I finished it. I watched half of it because the shit is long as hell.
Yeah, I know. And it has its little slow parts, but you know, for the most part, that shit had me cracking up. You know what I'm saying?
No, it was funny. Yeah. I thought honestly it went way better than I expected it to.
Right. A lot of people said that.
Yeah, because I mean, for the most part, you think of YouTubers, you're like, there's, you know,
we're not quote unquote comedians.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, to be in that kind of setting and be funny is mm-hmm. You know, only a certain kind of person can do that.
Totally. It's not, you know, there's no jump cuts when you're up there.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And you're in front of a crowd. You're not in front. It's not you by yourself, mm-hmm. in your room with your camera. Like, it's completely different.
Right. And I debated. I had a couple of my Wildin' Out homies who are real stand-up comedians that were supposed to show up. You know what I'm saying? But then they, man, these motherfuckers, had some last-minute shows that they forgot they had booked, so they couldn't make it to my shit on time. But it ended up working out because I feel like, What ended up happening is it was just all kind of just YouTubers, you know, just YouTubers
right
trying this shit. And it, you know, it came out well, you know what I'm saying?
It came out good. I thought it came out good.
Yeah, yeah.
It was well received too.
Well received for the most part. A lot of people, you know, there was some people who were like, "Eh, this is lame. It's not funny." Blah 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 blah.
Yeah, I mean, it's YouTube.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You can make the coolest shit ever. They still say that.
And at the end of the day, you know, it was an hour long. I was able to put 5 motherfucking ads on that shit.
It was 54 minutes. I'm like, holy shit! I gotta break this up.
Yeah, I was. You know, I thought about either cutting it up and just keeping the best shit in there, but I was like, you know what? I want to keep the whole thing. I mean, just see if people are down to watch the whole thing. I might put together a little best of little 10-minute clips, see if people fuck with that.
Where did you film that?
It's at the YouTube space.
In LA.
In LA,
that's
yeah.
That's a big-ass space.
Yeah, yeah. One of my YouTube contact, this chick, Sari, who's dope, she hit me up, and she was just like, hey, would you ever want to do an event at the space for whatever reason? You know, and I guess they can write it off or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, actually, shit, my 10-year anniversary is coming up. I'd like to have, you know, maybe a party or some shit. And she was like, you know, well, someone brought up, someone wanted to do a roast. And I was like, oh, shit, I'm doing it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm taking that idea. Let's do that, right? So I hit all my boys up. I'm like, yo, would y'all be down? A lot of people, and the thing about it is a lot of people were like, yo, they were asking me how come certain YouTubers weren't there roasting. You know, they were like, yo, how come you didn't have Dashy come, blah, blah, blah. And and I'm like, Dashy just didn't want to roast me. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't trying to do that, you know? And then other people were just like, it's not really my thing, you know?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I wanted Fousey to go because I made jokes about Fousey and Bart Baker during my shit. And it feels mean when they're not there.
Yeah. You feel like you're talking shit.
Yeah, it feels like I'm talking shit. If we're there, we're all just having a good time, you know? But I have my vlog going up. I show him the joke I made about him and he's like, I think he got a little mad, but it's cool. It's all good.
Which one?
What joke?
No. Which person?
Oh, Fousey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh shit, I gotta do that, man. 10 years, that's crazy. How did you even get how did you even get started doing that,
man? Look, okay, so back in the day, me and my boys, before YouTube, We were just making short comedy films and like submitting them to online film festivals, shit like that. Like we all met in high school in drama class. Like one of my boys was like director, editor. He was making short films and all that. My other boy was like, you know, me and him were trying to be movie stars and shit, you know. Mm-hmm. And one day we just started making these movies. And then one of our movies, this movie called Jason versus Gumby, was doing really well online. It was like, and it ended up using all the bandwidth on the homie's website, right? So I was on MySpace, and someone posted a bulletin saying, yo, look at these white girls dancing a Laffy Taffy, right? So I clicked it, but it was funny. You know, white girls dance funny, right? So I was watching this shit. And I was like, but then I was like, yo, this is crazy. This website, you can upload any video, and it'll give you a little code to embed, and you can put it on your MySpace. Like, that's dope. You know, I'd never seen a website like that. So I told my boy, I was like, yo, we should use this for our movies so you don't have to worry about paying for the bandwidth every month, you know? So we started putting our movies on there, and then I just started putting bullshit up, like, for the purpose of putting on my MySpace just to make my friends laugh.
Right.
So I was doing just, like, little freestyle videos and me, like, I don't know, doing impressions and, like, just bullshit, you know? Yeah. And then but there weren't a lot of people uploading content back then, so my shit was hitting like the most viewed list or whatever. You know, I don't know, like maybe like 5,000 views was on the most viewed list. You know, so I was getting like feedback and comments and shit like that. So I was like, oh, this might be a good way to get my name out there a little bit. So I started doing it, and I was uploading shit like anything, bro. Like from my cell phone, it was videos on my YouTube account, which was it was called like Funky Fresh or some shit like that, and it got like hacked. But and there was a Timothy De La Ghetto 1 too, because my current is Timothy De La Ghetto 2. But whatever, I was putting up shit like just me making out with homegirls, me jiggling my homegirl's cakes, like this was shit from like my cell phone that I was just like just bullshit. Like I had a white girl that I used to work with, she was thick, like a nice butt, right? There's one video I'm just jiggling her butt, and like. And the kids would like watch that, and they would watch me rap, and that was it, you know.
That sounds like, because that's like kind of the same way I got started. Like I used to make videos with my friend. We had this camcorder, whatever, and it would record on cassette tapes.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, if you wanted to edit that, you had to like rewind and then tape over it. Like there was no like program that you could use for that. And then when Facebook rolled out, like you could put videos on people's walls. Mm-hmm. I was doing that like all day.
Oh, so you've been on Facebook since the beginning?
Yeah.
What?
The Facebook page that I have now is not like, is, you know,
it's not the one you had before, but nah, you've been doing this on Facebook.
Right. No, but like you could leave random videos of like a face cam of you just like saying some like shit. Like,
yeah.
I always do like little pranks to my brother or whatever, and I would leave them on people's walls. And I remember I actually posted on my Instagram, and I have to go back and find it, but someone wrote, one of my friends from high school wrote on one of the videos, and he was like, yo, you should make a YouTube channel.
Because,
like, I didn't even really know what it was or whatever. And the reason why I started making, like, these, I guess you could call them vlogs of me and my friends going to Connecticut. And, like, we always used to get drunk in, like, my friend's lake house. And the reason why I started doing that is because Wiz Khalifa back then, you know how he does that, like, it's called, like, day-to-day or whatever?
Yeah, he has his vlogs that he does.
Yeah. So it was, like, someone mentioned that, and I was like, oh, I'll do that for us. Like, it'll be funny. Mm-hmm. And, like, I had no idea how to edit. Like, I taught myself how to use iMovie. Like,
yeah, me too, bro. I was on Windows Movie Maker back then, you know? Yeah.
Yo, everything that I know, I Googled, like, for the most part, like entire sentences into Google. I tell people that all the time. Like, if you don't know anything, just type an entire sentence into Google.
No, totally. And you'll be it's crazy how many people are asking the exact same question.
Exactly. Yeah. Everything you are thinking, someone's probably, like, thought before. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So there's, like, forums of people just answering those questions. It's crazy.
I still use iMovie for my vlogs.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
I can't. Yo, I tried to go back and use it. Like, it's so different now.
Really?
From when I used to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like as soon as I got a better editing program. I use Final Cut.
Yeah.
As soon as I got that, and then I tried the other day because one of my friends was using it for some like school project or something, and he's like, "Can you help me?" And I was like, "I can't."
Oh,
I was like,
iMovie?
"I don't know how to use this." I was like, "I don't know how to use it anymore."
That's my shit for my vlogs, bro. I just hop on iMovie, done deal.
You could do that from your phone now too.
Yeah. A lot of the Viners were doing that. Like, I remember Batch would just be, like, he would just be on his phone just editing his vines, you know?
I feel like that would take so much time.
I know. Just fucking, like, Like
arthritis that way.
Totally.
I mean, we're all going to have arthritis one day.
I mean, that's why Vine died.
Is it?
Yeah. They'll all attest to that, too.
What?
That Vine's dead.
No, absolutely it is.
Yeah. All the Viners are like, no, Vine's done.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why
Dude, their explosion was crazy.
It was crazy.
I remember like when Vine first came out, I was like one of the most popular people on it because I already had the YouTube audience and I just transferred over to Vine and I had all these whatever. And then like, I didn't take it. Like I didn't fucking, I couldn't see the future. You know what I mean? I was just fucking around with it because it was funny. It was like 6 seconds, whatever.
Bro, I tell people this story all the time where I remember I was shooting with Batch, Daystorm, and Alpha Cat. We're shooting this skit. And Batch had been cranking out the vines, you know? And I remember thinking, and I don't know if I thought this or if I actually told it to him, but I remember being like, in my head, like, why are you wasting your time with this Vine shit, bro?
Yeah.
I was just like, you know, I was like, why don't you just use these ideas for good YouTube videos and make some money? You know what I'm saying? And now, and his shit like blew up. It's crazy. I was just looking at his shit the other day. It's like, he has like 10 million followers on Instagram.
That's crazy. Yo, and that's another thing. The Viners have a crazy Instagram following.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause you know what? It was like, it was all the fresh, young, like mind you, when I got on YouTube 10 years ago, right? Like, yeah, I had people that were hyped for my content. Like, they were always wanting new shit. But then at the same time, it was a new thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, people putting out their own content online like that was a new thing, you know? And I feel like these Vine followers, they grew up in it. You know, like, this whole, like, having these Vine celebrities and these Instagram celebrities and these YouTube celebrities, like, they grew up in this shit, right? So it's like they're hyped and they're down to just go from wherever, whatever. You know, like, my fans are kind of like, they're older now.
Yeah.
They're not necessarily thirsty for a new upload like they used to be. They got lives. They're in college. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. They're married and shit, you know? So it's not like it was. But that's why these people that got followings now, like, everyone's just really excited for whatever they're doing, you know?
Yeah. And it's so weird, like, these younger kids, like, they're super active online. Like, everyone's got, like, has a Twitter account and like a YouTube account or whatever.
Yeah.
And the other day someone said something to me. They were like, yo, my little sister wants to be a YouTube star. And I, at the time I was just like, yeah, cool, like, you know, good luck to her, whatever. But thinking about it, I'm like, what does that mean? Like, you want to be a YouTube star? Like, what does that mean? You know what I mean? That doesn't sound like there's any real like ambition behind that. It's just like, I just want to be a star. I don't really care.
It's the new goal. I always talk about how, you know, when I started, I was trying to be like, my goal was to be
to get off YouTube.
Like, I mean, it wasn't even, because being on YouTube wasn't even a thing, you know?
Right. Yeah.
When I got on YouTube, it's because I wanted to be a movie star, you know? But now these kids, they're like, yo, they want to be YouTube stars, because they see, especially since if you're following a popping ass YouTuber on Instagram, it's like all you see is like the fucking money and the good shit. You know what I'm saying?
And like, they're hanging out with celebrities and in LA out with celebrities, and
yeah. Especially like, yo, Superwoman killing the game though. Like, I mean, props to her. She's like chilling with Drake and fucking Zendaya and The Rock and shit. You know, it's crazy. That's what they want to be, bro.
That's just like, is that the new movie star for the young kids?
I think it is.
It sounds like it. Because when they talk about it, they're like, yo, I want to. Because, like, I remember, you know, I mean, us growing up, it would be like, I want to be a movie star or, like, you know, something like that. Or a famous singer or whatever.
Right.
But now it's just like, people want to be YouTube stars.
Yeah,
but it doesn't. But it feels like there's no real ambition behind that. Like, it's not like you want to be a comedian or you want to be like a writer or like a comedy writer or just something, you know what I mean? It's just like, I just want to be a star. Don't really care. I get there.
Yeah, exactly. Especially since the difference is now, especially with the way YouTube has been changing, like, being a YouTube star can literally just mean like, I want to fucking eat spicy shit and throw up for a living.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want to just put shit all over myself every day for a living, you know?
Real quick, and then we'll jump back into this. Again, we're about halfway here, but doing the sponsorship, we got SeatGeek. SeatGeek, basically, if you don't know what it is, it's an app where it just makes it much easier to get tickets to any kind of event. They sent me and my friends to the Giants and Redskins game. Very close, but I, like, a lot of my friends, honestly, before I even did this, they all have SeatGeek, and it's like the easiest way to do it. They actually have pictures from your seat of where you can see the field. It's like, it's perfect. It's the easiest way to get tickets. So just, I would fucking
recommend. Shout out to Ian from SeatGeek.
Yeah, that's my guy. To get your $20 rebate on tickets, download SeatGeek app, go to settings tab and click add a promo code, enter the promo code basement. SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. So download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code BASEMENT today.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you do advertising.
That's how you do it.
Anyway, I also wanted to ask you too, because I mean, we've been talking a lot about like fucking YouTube or whatever, but I feel like a lot, like I said, going, these are kind of related, because what I was saying before is like a lot of people want to be these YouTube stars, but don't necessarily care how they get there. I feel like that you can see that, because when they, sometimes they'll take these big stars and give them like their own show or this mm-hmm. or that, and it's just not panning out.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because it's a completely different lane. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? YouTube is one thing. And it's like, if you, it's one thing to be good at YouTube, but you also have to like try and progress in the other fields, you know
and
what I mean?
If that's what you want to do, like it's interesting. Like I'm not mad at anybody's hustle. You know what I'm saying? If you're getting views and making money off fucking like chugging poison spicy drinks every day, then whatever, do your thing, right? But it's like it's interesting, like you said, when these people are trying to make shows with someone who's popular for eating spicy shit every day, and then it doesn't turn out to be a good show, you know what I'm saying? Because this person's not necessarily an actor or a writer, you know? Mind you, there are some talented, like, actors coming from YouTube, but, like, I feel like that's why I never really felt right going the challenge route or going, like, the eat a bunch of spicy shit route, because I always felt like part of the reason why I was able to be so relevant through the years is because I could switch up, like, when shit was changing, like when straight to camera shit was really popular, I was like, I can do that. I like talking, right? When skits were popping, like I always liked doing the skits, right? But when it was more challenges, I was like, man, I don't want to do this, because like I wanted people to go to my channel and be like, yo, he's actually talented,
right? Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I always felt too like, if I put out a video on YouTube, to me that's like YouTube's the biggest fucking platform there is for what,
right.
You know, for entertainment, in my opinion. I mean, for the most part, millions of people are on it every day. But if I put something out, you know, there's always a chance that something could go viral. And if that's the one thing that an important person sees and it sucks, then it's just like you missed your shot because you took the easy route.
You don't want to be known as like fucking scotch tape on my dick guy challenge.
Can you explain to me what the condom challenge is? I still don't know what that is.
Oh, the condom challenge is actually pretty funny.
I don't know what it is.
It's something I would have done for my vlog channel if I did it. The condom, have you seen it?
I've seen it, but I still don't know, like,
the challenge is you take a condom, you fill it up with water, and then like the challenge is to get it to, like, what happens is the fucking, when you drop it on someone's head, the condom just kind of like wraps around your head gets trapped in the condom. That's the goal with all the water in there.
Yeah, there's been some crazy challenges. I remember on Twitter I saw this kid, he like sprayed himself like his whole body with Axe and then lit himself on fire, then jumped in the tub real quick.
I saw that.
Like, what is going on?
I don't know, man. Look, and that's the danger of what it is now. Like, you can be popping for anything, so people want to be popping for everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, they want to find any excuse to go viral for some retweets or some internet fame, you know?
Yeah. I've always been at, like, everyone knows, like, especially all my listeners, they know that, like, I hate, like, the YouTube culture of these kids that are just brainwash children.
Right.
It really is like so weird, because I know, like, if these kids were around like my friends, like, they'd be like, what the, my friends would be so confused by them. You know, it'd be like an alien. It'd be like, what are you talking about,
bro,
man?
I see some of these YouTubers who like think so highly of themselves and like and they tweet some shit that makes no sense, but their young ass followers are like, that's fucking deep.
That's deep.
Like, damn, that's deep. Oh my God, you are so right. You are so right. And I'm like, yo, this is dumb. Like, this is stupid. Yeah. I'm all for being deep. You know what I'm saying? I get down on some deep shit on occasion, but like, bruh, like some people are saying a lot of nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, they make it sound like they're saying some amazing deep shit, but then when you really look at it, like, you're not making sense, bruh.
And it's kind of crazy that, especially these younger kids, like, once they get a little bit of attention when they're like 16, 17, they just like some people drop out of high school and go and move to LA and try to pursue a career and fucking, I don't know.
Man, look, I know some Viners who are good dudes, you know what I'm saying, who like Vine was popping, so they moved to LA, they got a spot in LA because like the Vine shit was popping and now the Vine shit's not popping and they're like on the YouTube shit and their YouTube shit isn't popping and they're like, yo, I don't know what I'm doing right now. I don't know what I'm going to do, you know, because like.
I've been preaching on these podcasts for like the past couple of times, mm-hmm. but. Especially near the end, but I've been saying like you have to keep it like all the way real with yourself. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Because there's a chance that you can be popping on Vine or YouTube, but entertainment or comedy or whatever, you know, deep down isn't your thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, this isn't my thing. You have to keep it all the way real with yourself. So, because if you make a move like that and you move out to LA, mm-hmm. of course, like, dude, of course you can fall out of being relevant. Mm-hmm. Anyone could. Mm-hmm. Even like Dane Cook, he was like the biggest stand-up comic like back in the day. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I mean, he made his money already, but you know what I'm saying? Like, even anyone could fall out of relevancy.
Totally.
So to make a move like that, like, yo, you gotta keep it real yourself. Are you gonna pursue this? Are you gonna try to progress?
Yeah.
You're gonna take the right steps. And you know,
and that's the thing, man. You got to progress. If you're not progressing, man, then you asked out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm blessed. Look, bro. Like, honestly, man, I feel like this is kind of the year where, like, you know, my vlogs are not popping. Like, in terms of views, like, I think my vlogs are looking better than and are still mad entertaining. But like, in terms of views, like, the kids aren't really fucking with them anymore like they used to. And it's like my channel, my main channel. Like, yeah, like. I still get consistent views. Like, as far as a 10-year-old YouTuber, right? I feel like my views are decent, right? Like, I'm blessed to be getting the views that I still get after 10 years. But I'm feeling like, you know, this might be the year where my channel kind of falls off, right? And I'm just glad that I put in the work over the years to, like, make good content, right? Because, like, now that Hollywood is looking at numbers, I kind of have these statistics that are never going to go away, like the views that I've acquired over the years,
right.
And they can look at my shit and be like, okay, he actually can write, he can actually act, so I'm getting hit up for shit outside of YouTube because of that, right? So I'm like, okay, thank God, because like, kids ain't fucking with me no more, dog. They're over me, bro.
I mean, yo, if I can make it 10 years, I'll be so happy. Like, every day I wake up and I check to see what my views are. I'm like, yo, this could be the day. Like, I swear to God, every day I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to fall off one day. Like, I always tell people all the time, like, yeah, like, I see you're doing well. I'm like, yeah, until the shit crashes and burns. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. It can happen at any moment, especially with something like this. Like,
and honestly, the roast was kind of symbolic for me, to be honest. Cause like, it was my 10-year anniversary, right? It was everybody going in on me, and I low key, I was kind of like, it almost felt like a retirement thing. You feel me? Because I was like, I feel like my channel's low key falling off, and I'm like, I'm kind of ready to really go hard on some other things, and you know, it's been real, it's been fun.
But it's good that like, see, the reason why I always liked there was two people on YouTube that I always like really liked.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And not necessarily like their content. But I mean, their content was good. It was you and Jimmy Tatro.
Oh, you know what, dog? Hey, finish your thought, and I'm gonna interject.
So the reason for that being is that I could just tell, for whatever reason, just through like your actual personality, your content, whatever, that you actually cared,
mm-hmm.
and that you wanted to be good, and mm-hmm. that's it. You know what I mean? Because that's all I care about. I want to be good. Like, I don't give a fuck how many subscribers I have. You know what I mean? Like, as long as it's good, because one day this is all going to be gone. And then what are you going to do? Are mm-hmm. you? So that's why every day you got to try and get better. You got to find new ways to do this, do that. So that when it's gone, you can do something else mm-hmm. and not put all your eggs in one basket and do that. And I think that you have done a great job of, I mean, you know, you could do the sketch thing. Like, Jimmy is just all sketches and like,
mm-hmm.
he's funny. You have the sketches. And you tried the music thing, and then you have the fucking the vlog where you're just talking to the camera. So it's like, there's a bunch of aspects that you have that you covered because you care about being good and relevant on the internet.
Bro, thank you, first of all. but second, I fuck with Tatro. I was just thinking this literally this morning, bro, before I Ubered over to your show. I was watching some Tatro videos, right? And I fuck with Jimmy Tatro, man, because like you said, he's one of the few people, man, especially nowadays, bro, like with the current climate of YouTube, like sketches aren't where it's at. You know what I'm saying? Sketches are not popping. And honestly, they're not worth it to put in the money.
It's so much like work, yeah, too. People don't understand.
Yeah, bro. Like sketches take work. It's so frustrating sometimes, man, when I shoot for a whole day, get a cast and crew together, right? Go through different edits of the rough and this and that, and then put it up. And then, like, you know, and after all that, like a video of somebody, you know, putting a tampon up their nose gets like 5 times the views. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm like, bro, like, is this even worth it? But like, I just really take pride in what I do. You know what I'm saying? And like, yeah. I watch Tatro's shit, and after all these years, like, he's still cranking out really quality sketches, you know? Yeah. And I fuck with him in person as a real person. Like, I'm gonna tell you a story. All right. One time, dog, me and Jimmy Tatro got hit up for this brand deal. It was good money too to be a part of this thing, right? And but we got to set, and I told them specifically, look, I don't want to do, okay, it was like an anti-smoking campaign, and mm-hmm. I'm cool, like, I don't smoke cigarettes or weed, so I was like, I'm down, right, whatever, like, that's cool, like, I'll be a part of it. But it was a rap video, and I was like, but let me tell y'all though, I'm not gonna rap, like, I don't want to do an anti-smoking rap, especially if I'm not writing it, you know what I'm saying, because anything I write myself, and like, and it just, the whole thing, if I was gonna be doing it musically, it felt corny, right, so I was like, I got there, Tatro was there, and they were trying to get us to rap this shit. And I was like, and me and Tatro were like, I don't know, man. And like, we kind of went to the side, had a little meeting. And I was like, and this was the first time we officially met. And we were both like, man, I don't know. This shit's corny, right? And they really wanted us to do it. And we couldn't do it. But that was the first time. Like, we kind of bonded on some, all right, bro, I'll fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? I'll fuck with you for not fucking with this. And they found somebody else to... I mean, I had a little part. I kind of did a little part of it, but I was like, nah, I can't do the music part, bro. I'm sorry. So.
Yeah, I mean, dude, it's all about like, and that's the thing too. Like, a lot of people just sell out for the money and like all this shit. Like, there's been times where, you know, a brand deal has approached me, and like now, like, my channel has been like, I'm fucking peaking. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's probably the best it will be.
Right, right.
So it's like the brand deals are like so much money, and now. But when people come to me and they're like, yeah, we want it in like the first half of the video and it's got to be like 2 minutes long, I was like, goodbye. No, okay. I don't care how much money. It could be $1 million. I'll say no, because I care more about like the consumer who sees it, and just like,
right.
Now this kid's putting ads in the middle of his fucking.
Right, right.
And I'm like, I'm not doing that. You know what I mean? And I've never had a problem with like putting ads at the end, and I'm not like one of those people that'll hide it. Like, I'll just be straight up like, yeah, this video was sponsored by these people.
Yeah,
like,
same.
Well, and people appreciate that too. They're like, I like that it doesn't try to hide it. Like,
exactly. Because, you know, it's different than in the beginning. Well, first of all, let me just say, for $1 million, I would definitely put ads everywhere on my videos. And second, it's different now, though. In the beginning, bro, I remember when the kids just started seeing ads popping up on my videos, they were like, damn, Tim, you sold out. I can't believe you're doing this. But now it's like, they know how it works. You know what I'm saying? Now kids are more likely to be like, if they see me even doing a blatant brand deal, they're like, all right, Tim, get that money. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They know how it works now.
And I see you interact with them all the time. You're like, yeah, man, I'm making money. Like, that's like part of the thing.
Yeah.
That's what I try to tell people too. I'm like, dude, there's commercials on everything. Like, your favorite things have commercials and product placement in them.
If they try to come at me sideways, I'd be like this. I'm like, look, bro, if you had the chance to feed your parents who are getting old and retired my mom's brittle bones, all I gotta do to put food in my parents' mouth to help my family out is talk about a brand for 20 seconds. You can't even handle that? You trying to take food out my mom's mouth, bruh?
Dude, and that's another thing, you did a video where you like paid off your parents' house or some shit.
Yeah
that was
yeah.
crazy.
Thanks.
I remember
fake.
That
it no, was fake wait. It was all it was those are actors. No, I'm just playing.
I know this is your parents, but I was about, yeah, I was devastated. I was like, what? No, but I remember I used to work for Elite Daily, and someone brought that up. I was like, I know that kid, man. He's a good dude.
Yeah, that was always just one of my goals, man. I told my fan from the beginning, like, look, man, you know, I know I'm not about to be no doctor or anything like that. I'm trying to do this entertainment shit, but I'm telling you, I told him, like, I'm telling you, it'll pay off. You know, I'm gonna pay off the house. I'm gonna buy you a house. I'm gonna do something like that, because like, this shit is gonna work out for me. Like, just trust me, you know? Yeah. So when I can finally do it, It felt good. You know, I felt like I was validated in what I was doing and the shit I was like just doing ever since I was a little kid, you know, where I'd be going home and like doing just these shooting all late, these dumbass videos with my friends. And my parents would be like, what are you doing? I'm like, yo, I'm working. You know what I'm saying? Trust me, it's going to pay off, you know?
And it's good that your parents like let you do that. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people's parents wouldn't let them do that. Like my parents, like I dropped out of college and I didn't even know what the hell I was going to do. I was doing YouTube, but at that point it was just like a hobby. I didn't have views or anything like that.
Right.
I was just like, I need to figure it out. And you know, my parents were like, all right, you know what? Do you? And like, they gave me a year and then I started to see progress in what I was doing and I was working on the side too. And, but yeah, man, that's also important. That's dope,
though. Bro, I'm so lucky that, that my parents are super open-minded like that, especially for being Asian parents, you know, the fact that they were down to...
Yeah, because the stereotype is like...
The stereotype is true, too, that they want you to be, yeah, like, get good grades, be doctor. A doctor, be a pharmacist or whatever, you know what I'm saying? That's just real, bruh. And, but my parents are just mad laid back. Like, Thai people in general are just very laid-back people. Laid-back, horny people, you know what I'm saying? All Thai people are just horny, disgusting freaks, bro. People are always like... What do your parents think about you making these dick and pussy jokes all the time in your videos? I'm like, where do you think I get this shit from? Where do you think I learned this from?
You always got some chick who has like a big ass in your videos. Like, this just randomly.
I mean, it helps. It's not random. It relates to the story.
You see some girl, she's like, she got a big ass. I'm about to write a sketch around this.
It's true, though. I've been trying to like to stray away from that a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I still give them a little eye candy, but... I'm trying to straight just to kind of show people I can do it without the twerking necessarily, you know, but I still love to put the twerking in there just because I like it, you know. Twerking will never die. Twerking forever.
Oh shit, man. Damn. How long have you been on this shit? 41 minutes.
So I'll give you another 10 minutes. What are you gonna talk about?
I don't know. You wanna talk about politics?
No, please. Let's not talk about that.
So what do you got for the future, bro? Are you working on music anymore or no?
Yeah, I'm working for the first new album in like 4 years. Like I've been doing just random features for people here and there, like just like, you know, like, hey, yo, can you get on this track? I'm like, fine, I'll get on the track. But my first project I'm working on in like 4 years. My last project was the one, it was funny because I hit Tori Kelly for my last project and before she popped off, right? And I was like, and she was still doing her thing, of course. And I was just like, yo, Tori, get on one of my tracks before you're too famous for me. You know what I'm saying? Before you like take over the world and shit. She was like, oh my God, shut up. And then like, she was like, sure enough, you know what I'm saying? Like a few months later, she signed a scooter and shit went crazy. But yeah.
She was on like the Grammys or the VMAs or something like that. She had a performance. Man, she's like, who is this girl? I'm like, she's from YouTube.
Yeah, crazy, right? She's been on it. She's been killing all the award shows. All the award shows hit her up just to perform.
Because she's so good.
She's so good. Just naturally amazing.
She's yo.
When she was on my track, like a few of the comments were like too much auto tune. I was like, bruh, there's no auto tune.
No,
on that.
No,
she
no.
Just is the shit.
Sounds like that.
Yeah.
Even in like, I remember she used to make like webcam covers or whatever, and she sounded good through those mics. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, this is crazy.
I always tell people it's my fault. She's famous because Scooter Braun. I tell this story all the time too, just to rub it in Tori's face. But like when she had her first little show in LA, Scooter Braun, who was already following me on Twitter because I'd made a video defending Justin Bieber like years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So Scooter had followed me on Twitter and he was like, hey, and I tweeted, I was like, yo, I'm going to my homegirl Tori Kelly show tonight, blah, blah, blah. He was like, yo, he DM'd me. He's like, I'd like to go to that show. Can you get me in? I was like, oh, of course. So like he showed up, me and the homie Andrew, like got him into the show. And then,
yo, time out. Yeah, we got Scooter Braun into the show
because it was packed.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
We just kind of, you know, got it. Like I just was like, oh, Scooter's here, and then homie Andrew went down and got him, you know.
Yeah.
And so he got in, and I was like,
so funny.
I was like, what you think, man? He's like, oh, she's amazing, but she's already managed by someone else. There's nothing I can do right now. And then, but then the next fucking week on her Instagram, she's at Bieber's birthday party and shit. I'm like, okay, I see you, Scooter.
Yeah,
I see you working your
hit her
magic.
With the email like, hey, I'm Bieber's manager.
Yeah. So that was that.
Damn, look at you.
But yeah, man.
You should have asked for like 2% or something like that.
Shit, I should have. Finder's fee, Scooter.
Yeah.
Shit, you're right.
Scooter, what's up, man?
But yeah, new album I'm working on. And the beauty of because I kind of put the music on the back burner for the comedy shit, you know, because comedy's popping off. But like the beauty of I feel like of not necessarily being known for the music is that like There's a good little group, a percentage of people that really fuck with the music. So I can kind of like take my time. I don't have any pressure to put some new shit out. I just want to make some dope shit, you know? So I'm just kind of taking my time working on some new shit.
Yeah, it's just fun to make stuff too.
Yeah, man. And other than that, bro, like I'm trying to do a bunch of stuff this year that I've been talking about. Like I'm trying to like write this book, even though everybody and their mama got a book out, but I'm trying to actually write my book. A lot of the YouTubers don't actually write their books, you know what I'm saying? So trying to write
How does that work if you don't write your book? I don't understand. You just have like interviews with people and then they write it?
Sometimes it's that. Sometimes it's like someone will just tell their story and someone else will write it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just not even, sometimes these motherfuckers just don't even, I don't know. I don't know who's writing what. I don't know who's actually writing their books and who's not writing their books, but I'm trying to write my shit word for word. Like, sure enough, when my people came up to me with the possibility of me doing a book, they were like, no, do you want to write yours? I was like, yeah.
Who's going to write it? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and that's a real thing, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like one day, you know, because, like, at this point, you know, in my life, like, I couldn't see myself writing a book, nor would I expect people to read something about my life right now.
Right.
But I remember when my first meeting with William Morris, there was someone there and she's like, oh, this person is head of the, not head or whatever the fuck she is. She's in the book department.
Right.
She's like, yeah, so if she want to write a book or whatever. I'm like, what? Like, I literally said that. I was like, what? She's like, yeah, if you want to write a book or something. I was like, I've read like two books in my entire life. I was like, why would I write a book? I was like, if I wrote a book, I wouldn't read it.
Right.
And she was like, you don't have to. I was like, what the fuck? Yeah,
but I'm in between. Well, here's the thing. I had this groupie storybook that I was gonna write, but I wasn't sure if I wanted to do it because my chick, I didn't know if she would be cool with that. But she's like, hey, look, man.
Seems pretty cool with.
No,
shit,
she's cool with so much. She's cool with so much more than the average chick would be cool with, man.
For sure.
And that I need that, you know, somebody who just kind of understands, you know, who can like look at things objectively and realize like, yo, this shit's entertainment for me. You know what I'm saying? And like, I say a lot of reckless shit on Twitter. I say some reckless jokes, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just kind of my brand at this point. But she gets it, you know, and if she ever feels disrespected, she'll let me know and I'll like it, you know, at that point I'll delete whatever tweet. Or I had to re-edit a vlog one time because she didn't appreciate a joke I made. I like, and here's the thing, for the main channel videos, she don't give a fuck, you know what I'm saying? As long as I let her know beforehand, like, look, babe, it's a scene today, I'm gonna be fake fucking this girl, you know what I'm saying? I might have to bite her booty, shit like that. She'll be like, all right, as long as she's not on her period, she's usually completely fine with it, you know what I'm saying? when she's PMSing a little bit, she gets a little cranky about it, but for the most part, she's like, all right, cool, do your thing, blah blah blah. But if it's a vlog, it's different because that's not me portraying a character.
Right.
That's just me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And there was one vlog in particular. I had made this joke about, it was a homegirl I was shooting a video with. And I said a joke about like, oh yeah, she asked me to hop on this track. So I said, yeah, if you hop on this dick. No, I'm just playing, right? But my girl was like,
I don't like that.
So immediately I took it down, re-edited it, re-uploaded it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, baby, I'm sorry.
Now that's dope though, because she definitely seems like she's mad cool, because she's still dating you after.
Still dating me. She's super chill, man. She's super chill, and she just gets it, you know. Oh, here's how dope she is. For example, Rick had written this skit, right, for his channel. My boy Rick, if you don't know who Rick is,
I do.
Rick wrote this skit where it's his girlfriend keeps getting naked in front of me, right? And in the skit, this girl like bends over in front of me naked. So he's like, here's the script. I'm like, okay, let's send it to Chia to approve before we shoot this shit, right? So I send it to her and I'm like, all right, babe, let me know if you have any issues. If you want, we can even switch it so that the girl's naked in front of Rick instead, you know, if it's an issue. And she was like, well, whose channel is it going on? I was like, oh, it's going on Rick's channel. And she's like, well, wouldn't it make more sense if the girl was naked in front of you? And me and Rick were like, yes, she understands, she gets it. You know?
Yeah.
So, and we did the skit. She was chilling. It was whatever, you know? And to go back to the book, the groupie book, I didn't want to write it because I was afraid how she might react.
There's a lot of details
that
would go into
that. Yeah, because of course I'd have to kind of like, you know, I'd have to tell a good story, paint a good picture and shit to make it interesting, you know?
Right.
And she was like, look, man, as long as I'm not surprised by any of these stories, you know, like, I'm good.
You have to give her a rough draft,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
You can go ahead, shoot with the red pen and take some stuff out.
Exactly. So I'll probably write one of those too. It's going to be called If These Balls Could Talk. So so that's the groupie book I'm working on.
Oh, my God. That's mad funny. And, if balls could talk.
If these balls could talk, man.
All right. Well, I mean, we'll wrap it up here. Where can they find you if they want to contact you or whatever?
YouTube.com/Timothy. There's a booking email in my Twitter if you want to book me for some shit, brand deals, shows, whatever. And Instagram, Timothy De La Ghetto. I got good food porn and
a lot of food.
Yeah,
I take my stitching food porn. Like different angles.
Oh, bro, I don't pick stitch anymore. Pick stitching is for lames, dog. No one stitches anymore.
My bad.
Bro.
I fucked up.
But I definitely like. I've changed tables in restaurants to get better lighting for my food pictures, though.
Oh my god. All right, dude. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, bro. I fuck with you. I fuck with this man right here. I fuck with your giant dog.
My horse, Charlie, over here is passed out on the floor. Don't tell my landlord. He's not supposed to be here. And as always, thanks for listening, you motherfuckers.
Yep.